thermal sound wave.
It is thermal sound waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We hear C Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Yes.
Right about this time, we about to bring in on the program a guest here, a gentleman who does a lot of things in the visual world, in the world of entertainment, big screen, little screen, the world of writing and scripts and suches and scenes and all these type of things. And he's joining us on the program right about now. He goes by the name of Charles Massey. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's up, brothers?
C-Mass. Everything's good. Everything's good. Actor extraordinaire, Charles Massey.
I'm trying to get there, man. I ain't on the level that you and Kev are on right now, but you know, I'm working my way. Baby steps.
Nah, I don't trust nobody that talks like that. That means he's getting to it for real, for real.
Yeah.
Right. Put me in a movie.
He's getting to the bag. That means that them residuals is coming in.
He hangs with Bobby Yan, so you know he getting to it. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
My man Bobby, shout out.
Yes, indeed. So for those who are unfamiliar with you, Charles, man, tell everybody where you grew up.
Okay, so I'm born and raised in Harlem, my Harlemites out there, shout out to you and whatnot. New York City is my life, My father was born in Philly. My mother was born here, but the roots are in Harlem.
Gotcha. East or West Side?
West Side. Edgecombe Avenue, 145th.
Okay.
Wait, you said 45th? And Edgecombe?
Yep.
Oh, Sugar Hill.
Just about right before Sugar Hill, 155th, Sugar Hill begins. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with
a lot of history,
history of that area of the Renaissance, in particular the Black Renaissance, and that whole situation, let everybody know just a little bit. Don't go too deep on them, but just Convent a little bit about that.
I ain't gonna go too deep on it, whatnot, man, but I mean, there was a lot of things started that way and whatnot, but I want to tell you something real quick. As a youngster, I'm dating myself, but it's all good. I was 7 years old when the movie Shaft was made. And Shaft actually shot a couple of scenes in my building. So I was able to see Richard Roundtree up close and personal as a kid.
Wow.
Rest in peace,
Richard
Roundtree.
Right in my building, the apartment right over mine. So I remember as a little kid coming home from school, second grade, and I remember that mustache as I got older.
Yo, that afro, that mustache was real.
That mustache was real. I grew up right there, man.
It wasn't the man unit.
330 West 141st Street.
Respectable gentleman, too, man. Like, really, really cordial with people.
Yes.
I think people that used to shoot movies there and did a lot of things with Renaissance music and political things, they all lived, they still live over there, like on Convent Avenue.
Yeah, a lot of those people still live like along Convent Avenue. There's still Hamilton Heights where those brownstones were made.
Oh, yeah.
The woman, I'm sorry, I forgot her name. I can't recall it right now. Used to live in Hamilton Heights. She played Bill Cosby's mother on The Cosby Show.
Yes.
And I think Cosby's father was also the voice of Panthro from the Thundercats, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, he was. Yep. So there's a lot going on. The brownstones, right there on Harlem Row, 141st, 140th, between 8th and 7th Avenue, where a lot of prominent people still live. So, yeah, it still lives within there, man.
And tradition. And what part of Philly, was it your mother or your father was from Philly?
My father was from West Philly, and he joined the Navy at a young age. So my parents got married when they were 19 and 17 years old. He was in the Navy. He was pretty good with his hands. So that Philly legend fighting thing was real. He boxed in the Navy for a number of years, and he actually got kicked out of the boxing, off the boxing team because he never lost a fight. And a cat actually was tagging him up. And he got so mad, he walked out the ring and went and got the stool and chased the cat out the ring.
Philly. West Philly.
Straight Philly.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. That's real, too.
Yeah, that's very real.
Yeah,
he didn't have Charlie Mack.
Shout out to Charlie Mack. A lot of people don't know Charlie Mack was actually in the beginning of the credits for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yes, he was the guy that got hit with the basketball, sitting down.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you're straight West Side to West Side. West Side Philly, West Side Harlem.
Now that you mention that, yeah, actually I am.
So growing up and seeing those type of things in your neighborhood, like Shaft being filmed and all that type of stuff, did that spur the entertainment bug within you as a young man?
Not right around that time, but a few years later, they made Claudine around the corner from me.
Ooh, another classic.
Wow. Oh, hold on. Wait.
Oh, that's a classic
right there. That's a very pivotal movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
James Earl Jones.
Diane Carroll.
And the Diane Carroll, yeah. Which was, yeah. She come from Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right.
Before Dynasty, though.
Yes.
Before Dynasty.
Yeah, don't. I know what you're saying.
Understood.
But
I got you.
Let's not be giving Dynasty credit like that. Before Dynasty, she was royal. She was royalty.
Yes.
Before Dynasty.
She was Julia. She was a nurse. That's right.
And that Julia show was groundbreaking because she was a black woman that was shown on television every week, a working black woman in a respectable job on television every week, which was rare in those times.
Absolutely. Very rare at that time, man. I mean, unless you were playing those step and fetch it, you know, I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but those were the roles that weren't given to us back then. So you didn't see us and view her like the way we viewed Diane Carroll in that role.
Raising the young son, too, in that show.
Which is why the Diane Carroll.
She had a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
She had a bunch of kids.
And James Earl Jones was... He was the poster man of stepfather, if you want to call it like that, you know. And you know, people don't give that credit. There was a lot of men that was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and help out like that,
right?
James Earl Jones,
absolutely
amazing. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We hear C Truth, Kev Lawrence, talking to entertainer actor Charles Massey. So with Integral films like Claudine, Shaft being filmed in your neighborhood and seeing shows like Julia, you said these are the things that sparked you into the entertainment world. Is that right?
Those kind of sparked me, yes, growing up. Although I didn't get into the entertainment world until like years later.
So what was your entry into the entertainment world? How did you get into it?
So as a person that worked in corporate, I was in corporate for almost 30-something years.
What were you doing in corporate?
So I worked in finance. I ran an operations department.
Oh, you got the money. Okay, you know.
Nah, ain't no money here, man.
And the people that say that are the ones that I was getting to it. Shout to you.
That's the background. But at nighttime, you know, I always loved, you know, the nightlife, you know, of dancing, all that kind of thing. But what happened was, and this is where I met Kev, but I was working with a gentleman, rest in peace, named Benny Negro.
Shout out to Benny Negro.
Yes. Yeah, and he was doing...
Rest well.
He was doing an internet show, and it was showcasing new talent, but he would have present guests, you know, on as well, like rappers. So we had, like, you know, name brand people, along with giving a platform for the up and coming. So that was my entry into the entertainment world.
Yeah, shout out to Benny Negro, and he was doing that in English, and some people didn't realize he was also doing it in Spanish, too. He was...
Yep.
Yeah. And he broke the barrier of what so-called Spanish is supposed to look like. He was like, what are you talking about? This is what I am.
You know, no doubt.
Due to his complexion.
No doubt.
Which is another story. However, you've been doing, every time there's been like a movie premiere or these films out there, especially independent films, either you're just always around it. When did you get into your first film and independent film?
So after Corporate America kicked me out halfway through 2019, this is actually... what I decided to do like months later, because I had friends in the entertainment field, of course, but I had a friend that was a filmmaker by the name of Jermaine Smith. And Jermaine would always extend the invitation to come out and be a part of these little films that he was doing. And I jumped into a couple as music videos, but it was a film called The Needs, which really sparked me, which we did like late 2019, 2020. And it was about playing a father of a special needs child. And that's where I kind of tapped in and figured, you know what? This is where I got my passion, and this is what I'm going to do going forward. So fast forward like 2020, I got an opportunity to be the bartender for the season two of Godfather of Harlem.
Wow.
And
shout out to Marquand Smith.
Yeah.
Smith.
Marquand, the homie. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
What episode were you on?
I think it was in four episodes for season two.
Okay.
And although I couldn't get a speaking role, it was one particular day where Giancarlo Esposito was on, and he kept coming
iconic
to the
actor.
Bar. He's an iconic, doesn't even explain it, brother. I mean, being in his presence is just dope.
Yes.
All of them. I mean, you know, Forrest, everybody. It was just dope. Absolutely. But there was a connection because he was trying to get me to say something. He was like, they don't give you a line? I said, no, I don't have any lines. You're just coming over to get a drink. And we did like four or five takes. And he just kept saying, say something. You never know if they're going to use it. And I just said something. Every time he gave it to me, we changed it up. I gave him $1. I did some, you know, off-the-wall stuff.
Now, hold on. Let's, before we go any further, so people can understand who John Carlos Esposito is, what he played in, remember Do the Right Thing, the guy that got his sneaker stepped on.
Yes.
Fresh.
School Days.
He's that guy.
Yes, he is.
And
yes.
He's playing Adam Clayton Powell in Godfather
Jr.
Harlem.
Yes.
Yes, he is. So that really was the kicker right there. So I got my SAG waivers. I joined SAG the following year. And it's been great, man. It's been a great ride. I mean, I've had an opportunity to be in some major films. But, you know, I try and support, you know, wherever I can. Oh, that's and that's what we always run into each other,
I might need your help on some SAG stuff. So, you know, we can talk after. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. You know that. You got the digits.
Now, explain this one of the film. I can't say the only one. One of the film works you're working on called When?
Yes. When. Very deep film in which a child witnesses his best friend getting killed in the streets of Brooklyn. Mm. And it's like, how does a child express themselves after seeing something like that? So, you know, it's a mental challenge, of course, for all of us. But you're talking about a preteen of a child seeing his best friend murdered right in front of him and his reactions. So it came from different facets, the way he showed it, you know, through the child's eyes, through the guys in the streets that was tight with the person that actually pulled the trigger. It's a tremendous film. It's about 29, 30 minutes long. And if you get an opportunity, man, jump on Tubi and support us, man. Watch it.
And that's with the wonderful Amonique, Miss Michelle.
It's called Win. It's a short film.
No, your co-actors.
Oh, my character?
Actress. One of your actress, Amonique. I believe she's in that witch as a...
Amy?
Yes.
Amy Michelle. Absolutely. Amy's in the film. Myself, of course. Nifa Fontes. Jeannie Ferguson. Oh, man, somebody's going to slap me and whatnot for not mentioning their names. But we got a nice cast of people that we build a rapport with. Jermaine is like that Tyler Perry. When he gets actors that he likes to work with, he tries to keep that core, and we just love working together.
Gotcha. When you got the script and you were doing your background for the character, was it something that you pulled from experience or did you just dive into the character and just created it yourself?
I kind of looked at a few things. I mean, but I'm not a street dude, but I mean, I grew up on the streets, so yeah. I know what's up.
Yeah, Harlem and West Philly. So I know you know.
Harlem.
But the character Boogie is a street cat. So he's like the right-hand man of the dude that's really like running the streets in that vicinity. So I didn't have far to look as far to draw from, and you know, for the character, you know, Boogie was just like that dude, like, yo, chill, I got this, you know? So him is actually the guy that he's the right-hand man to is his nephew that actually is the one that witnesses the killing. So yeah, it's pretty deep. And the kind of films that he makes is always touching on these kind of subjects that's going to trigger conversations. So, you know, we've been to the Harlem State Building where they viewed it. Had like a Q&A and a couple other places, but you know, we're willing to sit down and talk about it because there's a lot going on that we don't talk about. We love the entertainment part of it, but we don't look at the
and that's what art is supposed to do. It's in addition to entertaining, it's supposed to push that envelope and to spark dialogue and conversation so that we can, you know, get further in life.
Absolutely. Yep.
Are there any other films or things you're working on that are you writing as well?
The writing portion, I dibble and dabble. I haven't completed a thing yet, honestly, but there were some ideas that I had. But currently, I just had a premiere for a film called They Devour, and we did a red carpet down at 42nd Street, and we had a great turnout. Young African writer and producer, Maria Sawara, actually had it. My name was Lieutenant Clifford, so I played with an African accent in that one, you know? So I got an opportunity to really get into that culture a little bit.
Gotcha.
And it went from a short film to now her wanting to make it like a mini series, and she's trying to actually get it made over in Gambia.
Wow.
So that would be real dope.
Yes, indeed.
You know, to do something like that. But I've had my hands in a lot of stuff lately. You know, I'm pretty low key. You know, I might post about some things that I've done, but I'm just not the person to always say, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, because that's just not how I operate.
Gotcha. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We're here talking to actor extraordinaire Mr. Charles Massey here with us on the program. What are some of the programs that you like to check out that's just some of your favorites that you may do in your leisure, you know, that you enjoy, just as Charles Massey?
Well, I'm a big sports fan, so, you know, my Knicks are doing well right now, so.
All right, slow down, Charles, slow down.
Yeah, come on, man, come on. We got to give them some love.
At least you can say Cowboys.
Yeah, at least. So who's your football team?
Unfortunately, the Jets. So we were ankle broken away from probably making the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt early.
Okay, all right. You're drinking the Kool-Aid.
We'll be back.
Bless his heart twice.
I go for the underdog, because even in baseball, I've always been a Met fan, and that was because of my grandfather.
Okay, that's what's up.
The Mets won something. That's fine. That's cool.
So, yeah. And congratulations, actually, to Darryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden, who recently, or they are going to be honored soon.
That's dope. You guys going to the game?
I don't have a ticket.
When you hear that part, you know, go,
I mean, you know. I don't got a ticket or nothing.
We gotta work that out. So thermal sound waves is in the building.
Yeah, we gonna have to work that out. You know what I mean? I want to see. Well, I'm not gonna disrespect them and say what I call them off air. But
oh man,
I'm not gonna do that right now. But you know what I'm referring to, right? See, Charles is laughing. He already done. But I'm not gonna say that now on air. I'm gonna let them get their flowers and all that, you know what I mean? Because they were great baseball players.
Absolutely.
Yes, they were.
Absolutely. They had the city on fire there for a few years.
Oh, yes, they did. Yes, they did. Absolutely. So let everybody know, Charles, man, where they can see more of your work and get at you, your social media and so forth.
Okay, so on social media, Charles Massey on Facebook. Instagram is where I'm, you know, more, I guess you could say, more busy. And that would be CMass_Enterprise. I do have a LinkedIn page, but a lot of my work is like on Tubi and Prime, and hopefully like the new stuff that's about to drop, including a joint with Ving Rhames. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Good. Ving Rhames and Jordan Cooper. That's gonna be dope.
I mean, can I get a B-roll? What's the problem? What's the problem? I don't be understanding this with people.
We gotta get you with something, because you are straight up a comedian.
Y'all be talking this on the radio, but when we get off, I don't hear from y'all. Y'all won't even help me shovel my yard. Nah, man, I ain't trusting you.
We need to talk about that. Get a skit going or something like that, man. Because yo, you are hilarious. You really are.
Nah, man, listen, we are happy for you. We want you to keep growing and you know, just have your talents flourish for you. So we're really, really happy for you and proud of you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate you brothers having me on too, man. And, you know, peace and blessings. And, you know, let's just keep moving forward, man, with the positivity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Charles, man, we're going to get up with you.
All right, brothers. Y'all take care, man.
Peace, brother.
Peace.
All right. Peace.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio. We hear C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Yep. Thermal Sound Wave.